Washington's troubled Western State Hospital won't lose nearly $50 million in federal funding, for now. Governor Jay Inslee Friday morning announced a 13-month turnaround agreement with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
My motivation for doing this is not just the federal government. It's because of people who are living here, who are seeking treatment right here. This is a little bit personal. I got a friend with a son who's at this institution right now, a guy I went to law school with. I know the pain of parents who want to have their kids restored to mental health, and they can be if they get excellent care.
Inslee says the hospital has been run on the cheap for years, and the time has come to hire more staff and boost salaries. The current state budget includes funding for 50 additional staff, and the hospital has nearly 180 job vacancies. In April, Inslee brought in a new CEO to run Western State. The move came after two high-risk patients escaped the facility through a window. The 800-bed hospital has also been plagued by assaults on staff and patients in recent years.